Let's begin. So we're going to do a beautiful piece by the Rebbe tonight. This is actually from a sefer called Nachalei Dvash. So the sefer Nachalei Dvash is, I don't know who put it together, but someone went through Likutei Moharan, Likutei Halachos, and essentially pulled out the different pieces of Torah and arranged them in accordance with the Parshios. So that's at the sefer. So I'm actually we're going to focus tonight on a piece from the end of the parsha. Remember again, at the end of Parsha's bow, the Ribono Shalom gives Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of tefillin. We'll speak about this more on Shabbos a little bit, but a fascinating idea. Not the first mitzvah. Remember, we have Kiddush HaChodesh in this week's parsha, but this is the mitzvah of tefillin. And interestingly enough, the word the pasuk uses is ulezikaron bein einecha. So the pasuk says that what you'll go ahead and you'll put the tefillin shalrosh. And it'll be a zikaron, it will be a remembrance between your eyes. So the Rebbe says the following. So first of all, it's interesting to note, remember, elsewhere, when the Torah discusses the mitzvah of tefillin, so the Lashon we use is os, a sign, totafos, which also we translate as sign, but what's this idea of lezikaron bein einecha, a remembrance between your eyes? So the Rebbe here says something quite beautiful. He says, tzarech lishmar ma'od es hazikaron, shelo yipol l'shichacha. And now, these words sound so simple, but they're so profound. It's very important to maintain and to guard memory so that one does not fall into the clutches of forgetfulness. Dehainu, bichlolios, liskor tam. Now, what does this mean? What the Rebbe is saying is the following. See, he'll say, the reality is that we think the world is so different now than what it was before. But the truth is, you know, Shlomo HaMelech wrote, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba V'Olam Li'Olam Omedes. The world is the same. The world, right? The technology might change, some of the realities might change, but Lamaisa, the world in its essence is exactly as it was and as it will be. So, the Rebbe says, the greatest existential danger to man in general is shichacha, is forgetfulness. That we're just going to go through life, get so bogged down with all different responsibilities and realities that we'll forget. As the Rebbe says, a person has to be careful to maintain their zikaron, to maintain their memory, that a person shouldn't fall to shichacha. What is it that we're afraid we're going to forget? Ha'inu bichlalios, liskar tamid, shezeh ha'olam hu over v'cholif, v'sha'ikar v'atachlis hu alma da'asi. The first thing that a person always has to remember and cannot ever forget is that this world is fleeting and temporal. This world is not the Iker. This world is but a blip on the radar. This world is but a prosdar, just simply a corridor into ultimately the eternal world of the Olam HaEmes. So we'll say, this is an incredible yisod. Think about this just a moment. If I would remember this reality all of the time, it would shape the way I behave, it would shape what I do, it would shape what I would engage in, what I wouldn't engage in. But what Lamaisa happens, more often than not, I get so caught up and so bogged down in all of the realities of life and all the responsibilities of this world, that I forget that this world is fleeting. I forget that this world is temporal. And I live my life as if this world is the tachlis, and there's nothing else afterwards. So that's number one, says the Rebbe. Person always has to remember the relationship between this world and the next. This is fleeting, temporal. Alma da'asi, the world to come is eternal. V'chim bepratios. So we'll say that's true on what we'll call a global panoramic level. V'chim bepratios. This is also true on a more specific level. Tzarech tamid lahagdil es hadas b'chol machshava dibor umaisa. So a person has to go ahead and contemplate every thought, every speech, every action, ulehistakel ulehisbonim, hetiv akol hasibos v'ha'inyonim shashem yisparach mazmin lo umegalgil imo b'chol yom v'yom. We'll say this is an incredible yisod. The second thing to constantly remember is to be attentive to the realities that unfold before me every single day. But I say there is no such thing as a haphazard event. There is no such thing as a haphazard episode. There is no such thing as something that just happens. All of the experiences we have throughout our day are specifically choreographed by the Ribono Shel Olam. And they're choreographed in order to teach us lessons. They're choreographed in order to teach us incredible life insights. But here's the chap. The chap is, you could easily experience all of these different experiences, and what? They could have no impact on you if you're not thinking. If I'm just living a life of shichach, a constant forgetfulness, going from one thing to the next, here, back and forth, running here, running there, and I have no time to be attentive in life, I have no time, what the Rebbe calls, for zikaron, to remember, then I'm unable to extract the meaning of all of my life events. We'll say it's an incredible yisod. There is no such thing as a meaningless life event. You know, in a different sefer we're learning, in a different share, learning a sefer called Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. And in that sefer, the Mechaber has a whole section where he speaks about emunah b'Hashem, what it means to be a ma'amin. And he says, what it means to be a ma'amin is to recognize that everything in my life and everything in my world comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he gives in there a very, what you're going to hear it at first, and it sounds like a ridiculously exaggerated example, but it's an incredible yisod. He says, a person goes to the supermarket, and they go to the supermarket, I have to buy a box of macaroni. So what happens? You go to the supermarket, you know, Baruch Hashem, right? We live in a country where, thank God, there's plenty to eat. So what happens? You go to the shelf in the supermarket, and what happens? There's five boxes of macaroni right there. So I pick one. So the Mechaber, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, says, you understand, like there's a tachlis in the box you picked. Meaning, it's not just pshat that you had to get macaroni. Everything that happens in life, there's an element of hashkacha, including the box of macaroni that you take. Now, what does that mean? There's hashkacha in the box of macaroni that I take. What, there's going to be some kind of awakening because I took the second one from the left instead of the fourth one from the left? Probably not. But what it means is that everything is part of the plan in life. And the reality is that if you're attentive to the circumstances in life, you can begin to glean the lessons from life. The danger is that most of us just live life at a breakneck, fast pace. And as such, again, we're just going from event, to reality, and we never have time to process. We never have time to think. We never have time to ask ourselves, what is the deeper message in these events that unfolded today? He goes on, he says, Ki kol yom, yesh bo machshava dibor u'maisa mishulam echavero. Because, listen, you know, here's the amazing part. And in certain respects, if you think about it, it's exciting. You know, when you get up in the morning and you start your day, different people react to this reality different ways. I think it's an exciting thing. You say to yourself, you know what? I have absolutely no idea what today's going to bring. I don't know what challenges, I don't know what success is, but it's exciting because I do know one thing, that today will not be like yesterday. Every single day brings its own new realities. He says, Yeshua machshava dibor u'maisa mishulam echavero. Every day has its own thoughts, its own speech, its own maisos, its own maisim that are different from its friend, from its fellow. Ki Hashem yisparach metzamtzem elakusam einsof. Vein tachlis ad nukudas hamerkas sha'olam hagashmi. Sha'odam omeid alav. Remember again, this Rebbe actually has in a different Torah, which is an incredible idea. Rabbi Nachman explains, I don't know that it's uniquely Rabbi Nachman, I think it's a tenet in Chassidus. The Ribbono Shel Olam, before he created the world, so the Ribbono Shel Olam was everything and everywhere. To create the world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was metzamtzem. He contracted his presence, left an opening, and in that opening was able to create the world. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, now why did the Ribbono Shel Olam be metzamtzem? Why would he contract himself to create the world? Only because the world and everything in it is purposeful. And therefore he says, Omeid alavu mazmin l'chol adam machshava v'dibor u'maisa l'fi hayom u'l'fi hamakom u'l'fi adam. I will say, the events that occur to us every single day, the things that we think every single day, the things that we say every single day, are choreographed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they are specifically choreographed because each and every one of those thoughts, and each and every one of those words, and each and every one of those actions, carry with it some type of life-affirming lesson. Carry with it something that I need to lead a more meaningful, impactful life. Uma b'shlobahem remazim. This is amazing. I've said this before. You know, Rabbi Yitzhak Berditch, I think I've said this many times, but it's good that I say it another million times. You know, the older I get, I'm not saying anyone else, you're getting older, I'm talking about myself. The older I get, I recognize that there's probably about like five important lessons in life. Five. And, you know, those are the five pillars and foundation. And like everything is just some type of, I don't want to use the word recycling, but everything comes back to those yisodos. Meaning, when you're young, you think excitement in life is about novelty, is about newness. And as you get older, you recognize that the profundity in life really comes from the fact that everything meaningful in life could be distilled to just a few foundational concepts. So the Rebbe says, so Rabbi Yitzchak has such an idea. As he explains, the Zohar writes that if you listen very carefully, you could still hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking at Har Sinai. Right? God speaks out the first two of the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, lo yia lecha lokim achrim apa. Now you cannot have other gods. God speaks out those dibros. So the Zohar writes that if you listen very carefully, you could still hear the Ribono Shel Olam speaking from Har Sinai. So what's the pshat? So first of all, just interestingly enough, scientifically we know that sound keeps on breaking down into smaller and smaller units. But on a deeper level, I'm going to paraphrase the Rebbe, make it a little bit more, put in contemporary terms. The Rebbe says, the divine voice is there. You just have to be tuned in to the right frequency. Meaning, what's the pshat? If the Ribono Shel Olam is broadcasting on AM, I don't know, or Sirius, or whatever he's broadcasting on, right? Ribono Shel Olam is broadcasting on AM, and I'm tuned in to FM, I'm just not going to hear it. The voice could be booming all around me. If I'm on the wrong frequency, I'm not going to pick up the message. The Rebbe says so much of life is about trying to figure out how to tune into the right frequency. And if I tune into the right frequency, it's amazing what I'll be able to hear. So the Rebbe is saying over here, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in situations, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paints all different types of realities around us. Why? Umal bishlo bahem ramazim. God goes ahead and dresses up all of those circumstances with ramazim. How would you translate ramazim? Hints or symbols or signs. The idea is the Ribono Shel Olam is constantly trying to talk to us. You hear this all the time. People say, if only God would tell me what to do. You know what the amazing part, or if only God would help me navigate this challenge. You know what the amazing part is? The Ribono Shel Olam tells us how to navigate every single challenge. We just have to have ears that are able to listen. We just have to be tuned into the right frequency. If Kadosh Baruch Hu is on AM and I'm on FM, God could tell me all the most beautiful and profound life answers. I'm not going to hear it. So every single day, He gives me these ramazim for one reason. Kedei lekarvo l'avodaso, in order to bring me closer to Him, in order to enable me to serve Him. Bikrein tzorech lahamik machshavto bazeh, ulahagdil binoso. That's why I have to go ahead and think. We'll say that's what the Rebbe means. That's what he says over here, that we have to be careful. You see, the Rebbe calls when a person is not attentive in life and a person just kind of breezes through life without paying attention to their circumstances, the Rebbe calls that shichacha. That's forgetfulness. Our job is to try to be the people of zikaron, of memory. What it means to have memory, what it means to have zikaron, is that I slow down and I process. I slow down and I think. I slow down and I contemplate. I need to get on the right frequency. I need to figure out what is the message in these circumstances. What is the message in these thoughts? What is the message in these realities? Ki b'chol ha'inyonim, u'b'chol ha'malachos, u'b'chol makum u'makum, b'chol ha'dvarim sheba'olam, she'ashem yisbarach mazmin la'adam b'chol yom v'yom, b'kulam yesh bahem remazim pratiyim, the Karvoilov. So we'll say this is lesson number one. We have to become Zikaron memory juice. We can't become forgetful Jews. So many of us, we'll say, live life with such a profound sense of forgetfulness, of shichacha. Not because we don't care, not because we're not interested, but because we don't take the time to process. Because we don't take the time to ask ourselves, what do all of these circumstances... You know when it happens, right? When do people take the time to process? When? When things go wrong. Right? Again, when something bad happens, that's when everybody takes a step back and says, whoa, what's going on over here? So we'll say, but the reality is, you know, that if you start the process, when things are going wrong, I'm already behind the eight ball. I'm already behind. The goal is to start to, it's like lahavdil. If a couple is, you hear this all the time, a couple is having shalom bias issues. So what happens? Okay, we're going to go to a therapist. So what? But then what happens? What happens?
Go to the rabbi.
Right. First, you go to the rabbi. Rabbi says, "Please go to a therapist. Please. I'm one person. I want to vent." Or anyway. So what happens? Then the couple has a good patch. Things are good. So what do they say to themselves? What do they say? Things are fine. We don't need to. And they realize they're making the most catastrophic mistake. Why? Because the best time to work on your marriage is not when you're in the middle of World War III. The best time to work on it is when things are calm. That's the best time. The best time to find the Ribono Shel Olam is not in the midst of crisis. Mm-hmm. The best time to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is when things are calm. Just on the day to day, what do I make of this? I'm going to say all different kinds of things. You know, just a simple yisod. Person's driving to work and they get stuck in traffic. One of the most frustrating experiences a person could have. I'm going to say, it's interesting to take a step back and to reflect on that. It's not haphazard. The Ribono Shel Olam, obviously you are needed that I'm getting stuck in traffic today. What's the pshat? Is God dispatching to me a message about my priorities? Maybe I spent too much time in the office. Or maybe, the reason I'm stuck in traffic is why? Because I left too late. Right? And maybe the message is, I need more zrizos in my life. There are all different kinds of messages, but everything has a message. Everything has a message. We're just often like too busy and too running to process it. That's called shichacha. You could go through life and forget to ever look at the messages, but says the Rebbe, no, we're zikron. We have to be memory Jews. We have to be the kind of Jews that look deeper and try to see, what is God telling me? Because Rebbe said he is always talking to us in every single moment of every single day. Look at the second paragraph. Ukedei lishmor as hazikaron haniskar la'el. Now in order to go ahead and to keep this, in order lishmor as hazikaron, in order to become, literally to become vigilant and to be zikaron Jews, tzarech lishmor es atzmo shelo yipol l'ra ayin. Bebechinas uli zikaron bein enecha. Rabbosei, listen to this. One of the most important things, and many of the Rebbe's Torahs kind of come back to this. I was saying, in order to be plugged into the right frequency, one of the most important things you have to have is an ayin tov, is a good eye. You have to learn how to look at people favorably. You have to learn how to judge people favorably. You have to learn how to always see the good in the other, even if the other is not so good. You know, I was saying, every single person has good in them. Some people, you could see it just by looking at them. Other people, you have to dig deep down. Other people, mommy, she got to get like oil rig type of machinery to get down and try to figure out where fracking. Is that good. Fracking, right? You got to start fracking. You got to start fracking, right? So yeah, to be able to go. Let's say it's an incredible yisod, but the good is always there. So look what the Rebbe calls this. The Rebbe calls this yisod of always maintain. So just understand the Rebbe's logic, then we'll plug it into his words. So the Rebbe says, in order to be able to be the kind of person that is always plugged in into the right frequency, what we call a zikaron, a memory Jew, who's always looking for the messages, for the deeper messages, I have to have the right disposition in life. And the correct disposition to appreciate the messages of God in all of my life circumstances begins with an ayin tova, begins with a good eye. How do I view others? Because I will say, how you view others sets the tone for how you view the world, and by extension sets the tone for how you view yourself. So the Rebbe says, this is called Ulezikaron Bein Einecha. In order to go ahead and have proper zikaron, proper memory in life, in order to be the kind of person who digs deeper for all of the life's messages, where does it start? Bein Einecha. It starts with your eyes. Hainu. So number one, I have to be the kind of person that is not jealous of my friend's success. I said, this is a hard thing. You know why? Because we often assume that life is like a pie. And what happens? If Reuven's getting a big piece of the pie, then what? Less pie for me. I'm sorry? Is Uncle Meshi's son? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanti. So it sounds like it should be an Uncle Meshi's song. So we'll say, but you understand, that's not how it works, at least not from the view of Yiddishkeit. In the view of Yiddishkeit, you know what? You have your pie, I have my pie. I daven for you that you should have your whole pie. Because the truth is, the more you get doesn't detract from me at all. There's enough bracha to go around. So step number one, says the Rebbe, of being a zikaron ben einecha Jew, is don't begrudge or be jealous of the successes of others. Learn to be happy when others are successful. Ki ashichecha ba ayidei misa salev kimo shamru chazal. Skip down. He says, "V'alki novel shahaya ra ayinem arbo vayamas libo bikirbo v'chinav shalom shaya ino ra b'malchus aviv neem arbo nisas haliv." So we'll say. So what the Rebbe goes on to explain, because those who ultimately again cannot go ahead and see the good, or I should say, be happy for the successes of others. Those who are unable to go ahead and be happy for others don't have the proper ayin. And if you don't have the proper ayin, if you don't have the proper eyesight in this world, you don't have the proper disposition, then you can't be a zikaron, then you can't be a Jew who sees the deeper messages in life. So also, if you bring this all together, what the Rebbe is really teaching us is something absolutely amazing. We'll work backwards. So first of all, just so you understand, the Rebbe sees all of this, just I want to point this out in three words. Right? The zikaron bein einecha. So the way the Rebbe deciphers that phrase is zikaron. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to be a memory Jew. But what does it mean to be a zikaron Jew? I'm able to see the messages in everything in life. We'll say, just, you know, we have these moments sometimes of like clarity where we see how God is communicating to us through certain events. But more often than not, we're just too busy. The goal in life is to be a zikaron Jew. Because the danger, if I'm not a zikaron Jew, then I'm a shichacha Jew. And shichacha Jews go through life, and I can be very behaviorally pious. I'm putting on tefillin, I'm davening, I'm eating kosher, I'm giving tzedakah, I'm not wearing shatnez, I'm keeping Shabbos. I could be doing everything behaviorally, but I'm living a life of shichacha because I never slow down enough to process. I have to be a zikaron, I have to be a memory Jew who sees the deeper meaning in everything. But in order to be that kind of person, in order to have that kind of disposition, in order to be plugged into that frequency, what does that start with? Bein einecha. How do you view the other? How do you view the successes of the other? Are you able to see the good in them? I'm going to say it makes perfect sense. Do you know why? Because other people are right in front of us. If I can't relate to the other in a healthy, happy way, there's no way I'll be able to decipher the messages of the Ribono Shel Olam, which are often obscured and ambiguous. The path to Zikaron, the path to finding the meaning in all of our circumstances in life, begins Bein Einecha. So we should be Zochem, Yiratz Hashem. It's an incredible piece of Rabbi Nachman. It's just amazing. I'm always in awe, not just about the Vart, but about the ability to see what the Vart is. When he says it, the Vart is logical. The Vart is logical. The greatness is the ability to see it in these words. So we should be Zochem, Yiratz Hashem, to be able to see the good in others, to be able to be happy for the successes of others. And in the zuchus of having that wonderful and beautiful disposition, we should be zocheh mirtz Hashem to be zikaron Jews. We should avoid a life of shichacha at all costs. We should be zocheh mirtz Hashem after finding the correct disposition to be able to see the deeper meaning and the incredible magnitude in all of the events that occur to us in life.
Shkoyach. Beautiful.
Karamadiyah.
Thank you everybody for making it up.
I'm sorry?
A late crowd.